International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 3. Day 1. Morning Nourishment. Acts 1:14. These all continued steadfastly with one accord in prayer. 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, unto the uttermost part of the earth. 4:31. And when they had so besought, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness. The book of Acts begins with the one accord and stresses the one accord. The early disciples could not have maintained or kept this one accord, however, if they had had different ways, means, agents, or substances for them to carry out the Lord's move on this earth. In Acts we can see that the way they took to carry out God's move on this earth to fulfill His New Testament economy was entirely by three main substances: prayer, the Spirit, and the Word. Not only in Acts but also throughout the entire New Testament, prayer, the Spirit, and the Word were used for the carrying out of God's economy. The different groups in Christianity today use many other ways. In order to maintain the unique one accord, we all have to learn to do the same thing by the same way. The substances that constitute the unique way for the Lord's move are prayer and the Spirit, which result in the Word. Today's reading. We should not use anything other than prayer, the Spirit, and the Word to carry on the gospel or the church life. Otherwise, we should be prepared for some side effects like dissension, which will damage the real one accord. It may seem very awkward to take the genuine way. It takes time and patience. We have to labor and toil. Let us toil in the Word, labor in prayer, and be diligent in dealing with the Holy Spirit. This is worthwhile. We have to spend much time to get into the Word. We have to get ourselves saturated, constituted, and even soaked with the Holy Word. We must also get ourselves constituted with our contact with the Lord. We have to contact Him day by day and hour after hour, then we will be the right person. If you are burdened to preach the gospel, you must get into the Word and be one who knows the Word. A person may be a manager of a bank or a college professor, but he still has to spend time in the Word. For you to go out to contact people, you need to know the Holy Word. Then use all your available time to pray to contact the living Lord. When you pray, do not be occupied with your work or with other things. Do not even be occupied with gospel preaching. Leave yourself open to the Lord. Let Him come in for at least 10 minutes to speak to you, to enlighten you, to point out to you all your shortcomings, sinfulness, evil, and impure thoughts. Ask Him to bring your entire being into the light for a full and utter exposure of your real condition. This kind of prayer would make you prevailing. You do not need to pretend that you are powerful. As a purified and chastised person, when you open up your mouth, every word will be a word of power. Whatever comes out of your mouth will be powerful. This will be the case because through your prayer you have been saturated by the cleansing one. The one who cleanses you is also the one who purifies and saturates you. As a person saturated with the Lord, you will be empowered. Prayer makes your person. Such a person of prayer will be full of the Spirit within and without. Do not think of taking away other than prayer, the Spirit, and the Word. Any other way will cause dissension and division. This is the end of today's morning revival.